KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 31 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann will continue her 99-county Iowa bus tour today, visiting with voters in nine towns. The Minnesota congresswoman will be in Atlantic this evening at the Pizza Ranch restaurant beginning at 7:10 p.m. Her other stops include Council Bluffs, Harlan, Glenwood, Sidney, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Hamlin. You can view her itinerary on our website at kjan.com and click on the news tab. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 764-6000.
Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry will be in Western Iowa today holding several meet-and-greet type events. The governor from Texas will begin with a 10:45 a.m. event in Council Bluffs at the Main Street Cafe. This afternoon, Perry has stops in Clarinda at the Glenn Miller Museum at 1:15, in Creston at 3:30 at Adams Street Espresso, and in Osceola at 5:30. Now, Perry will be back in West Central Iowa next Monday, January 2nd, with stops planned in Sioux City and in Carroll. Also in Perry, he'll hold a campaign rally in advance of the Iowa caucuses. The city council in Audubon will hold its regular meeting this evening. The council is set to discuss and possibly act on an abatement, an application for renewal of a Class C liquor license for a local bar, and discuss parking in yards, a listing agent for 118 East Division Street, compensation practices, and raises. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. An investigation into a strange odor in Red Oak Monday morning led to the arrest of five people on drug charges. Police in Red Oak arrived at 1660 East Summit, and after an investigation, arrested 19-year-old Timothy Jean Humphrey of Omaha, 18-year-old Ashley Ann Wood, and 19-year-old Jody Michelle Boer, both of Shenandoah, 24-year-old Madison Christina Parson, and 20-year-old Brett Michael Donnelly, both of Red Oak, were gathering where a controlled substance was being used. Humphrey was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. All five persons were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. Red Oak police assisted in the investigation by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. A Western Iowa man was flown to an Omaha hospital after the vehicle he was driving went out of control and rolled over two separate times Sunday near Underwood in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol said 33-year-old Justin Allstadt of Council Bluffs was attempting to flee from officers when the 1999 Chevy Silverado pickup he was driving left the road near 270th Street and Pin Oak Road at around 9:10 a.m. Sunday. The truck rolled over once before coming to rest on its wheels. Allstadt was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he was treated for minor injuries. Officials say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Allstadt was being pulled over on suspicion of having a broken taillight and driving 20 miles per hour over the 30-mile limit on Highway 191 in Neola. The trooper who tried to stop him didn't know at the time that the Council Bluffs Police Department had issued a warrant for Allstadt's arrest in connection with a domestic incident which allegedly took place earlier that day. When Allstadt sped away from the trooper, his pickup reached speeds of 70 miles per hour, sometimes on gravel roads. At one point, officials say the Chevy rolled over but landed on its wheels. Amazingly enough, Allstadt took off again, but the chase came to an end when the pickup went out of control and rolled for the second and final time. Officials say alcohol was likely a factor in the crash, as troopers reportedly detected an odor of booze in the vehicle Allstadt was driving. Charges are currently pending. A man wanted on a warrant for eluding authorities was arrested Sunday morning in Shenandoah following a foot pursuit. According to the Shenandoah Police Department, 30-year-old Alfred Mutchler Jr. of Shenandoah was taken into custody early Sunday morning in the 1300 block of West Lowell Street. Munchler was wanted on a Page County warrant for eluding, which carries a $10,000 bond, and on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation, which carries a $5,000 bond. Authorities say Officer Brandon Allen was on routine patrol when he spotted Munchler in a 1300 block of West Sheridan. When an officer tried to approach Munchler, the man took off on foot. Sergeant Steve Mather of the Shenandoah Police Department joined in on the foot pursuit until Munchler was captured and placed under arrest. The man was unable to post bond and was taken to the Page County Jail in Clarinda for holding until he could make an appearance before the magistrate. And friends, family, neighbors, and strangers have been helping out members of a Western Iowa family who lost their home to a fire on Christmas Day. The family of Mary Pearson and her husband had been celebrating Sunday morning when they noticed a smoky smell. They soon found the attached garage to their home was in flames. The family members fled the house safely. They turned around to watch as flames consumed the home, their possessions, and their new presence inside. Pearson said she wanted someone to slap her and tell her it was all just a bad dream, but soon people began stopping by with offers of money, clothing, and replacement presents and other help. The cause of the fire is under investigation. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Anita Nelson, age 93, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Anita Nelson will be held this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald Rehfeld, age 64, of Oakland, died December 20th. A funeral service for Ronald Rehfeld will be held today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Schmitz, age 82, formerly of Audubon, died Friday in Nebraska. Funeral services for Robert Schmitz will be held today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lucine Klein, age 100, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Lucine Klein will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lyle Stolborough, age 81, of Stewart, died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Lyle Stolborough will be held at noon today at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Catherine Clayton, age 94, a lifelong Dexter resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Catherine Clayton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Daryl Chris Paulson, age 79, of Avoca, died Saturday. Graveside services for Daryl Paulson will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Wayne Betts, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Wayne Betts will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 86, of Stewart, died Thursday. Memorial services for Margaret Jensen will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bruce Brown, age 86, of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Beverly Jean Jones, age 75, of Oakland, died Thursday. Cremation has taken place and there will be no services held at this time for Beverly Jones. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. George Drake, age 76, of Bayard, died Sunday in Ames. Services for George Drake are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Muriel Jean Vogt, age 80, of Adair, died Monday. Services for Muriel Vogt are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Marty Kinsey of Anita died Friday. Services for Marty Kinsey are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And there's more news online at KJAN.com. Our news this hour brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.